chapter 26. Tyria had never been beneath the sea before. It was strangely silent, with only the muted sound of an air bubble or two. Translucent green light from above gave the subterranean world an oddly sinister aspect. As Tyria descended, keeping one paw on the rock face and the other gripping her lifeline, the water grew colder and colder. The outlook became decidedly gloomy as the otter maid progressed downward. Soon she could see no further than her extended paw. The young otter maid began to wonder just how far down the Roulaine's wrecked ship lay. Then she felt her rudder scrape the seabed, a mass of gritty sand, kelp, rock, and little else. Feeling slightly cheated that she had not landed on the deck of the submerged vessel, Tyria groped about with her free paw. Nothing. She began to wonder if maybe the wreck had been moved by undersea currents, or perhaps, after all the long ages, it had disintegrated and sunk beneath the sand. Who was to say? Then her foot paw struck something. She bent to discover what it was and felt a heavy ship's timber protruding from the seabed amid a jumble of rocky debris. Sifting her paw into the sand, Tyria encountered another object and pulled it free, holding it close to her face. It was smooth, with some holes in it, a sickly pale white thing. A large bubble burst from her mouth as she gasped in horror. It was the skull of an otter. She was standing on top of a mass grave. All the bones of the crew were trapped within the sunken hull, lying beneath an impenetrable weight of sand and rock. Searching for a slim gold coronet in these cold, lonely depths was a fool's errand, an impossibility. Tyria pushed off from the scene, bitterly regretting the failure of her mission. She did not see the long, dark shape streaking out from amid the kelp-festooned rocks. It struck her hard in the back, knocking the air from her lungs in a bubbling gush. Then the thing had her in a vice-like grip. Panic caused the otter maid to struggle wildly, but the heavy coils enveloped her in their cruel embrace. Still holding on to the rope, Tyria wrenched both paws free. Amid the morass of debris-filled water, she saw a brutishly evil head striking at her face. Grabbing the bulky neck, she fought to hold it off, thrusting frantically against the onslaught of a gaping mouth full of serrated teeth. The monster's black, gold-rimmed eyes stared pitilessly at her as it pushed savagely towards her face. Then it squirmed, spinning her around to increase its purchase. In that moment, bereft of any breath of air, but with a surge of energy brought on by naked terror, Tyria twirled the rope around the creature's huge head. The lifeline looped twice just below its jaw. The otter maid jerked the lifeline sharply. One, two...